This is NPR.
Hey, everyone. Good morning. Tensions continue to heat up between the United States and Turkey. Today, Turkey's Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan said relations between the two countries won't stand in the way of Turkey's possible decision to invade northern Iraq. Erdogan said Turkey is moving ahead with military preparations in case the operations are given a green light by Parliament. He added that Turkey has lost 30 people in attacks by Kurdish rebels over the past couple weeks. The White House is urging Turkey against any military action in Iraq, but the relationship between the two allies is getting tense. Yesterday, Turkey recalled its ambassador from Washington and threatened to withdraw its support for the U.S. war in Iraq. The move came in response to a vote in a U.S. House committee yesterday that defined the killings of hundreds of thousands of Armenians in World War I as genocide, something Turkey strongly refutes. Meanwhile, U.S. military officials say they're looking into other options in case Turkey takes away U.S. access to Turkish bases, which have been crucial for the U.S. war effort in Iraq. Closer to home, police in Pennsylvania have arrested a 14-year-old boy on a tip he was plotting a Columbine-style shooting spree at a high school in North Philadelphia. When police searched the boy's home, they found a 9mm assault rifle and 7 hand grenades he was in the process of making. They also found notebooks filled with violent descriptions and a documentary about the 1999 Columbine shooting. Police said the assault rifle was legally purchased by the boy's mother at a gun show, and they're still figuring out what, if any, charges to file against her. For now, the boy has been charged as a juvenile on various offenses, but authorities say that could change. Now over to Cleveland, Ohio, where police have released more details about the fatal school shooting there Wednesday by a 14-year-old student. Authorities say despite dozens of security cameras, the young man was able to walk down the hallways of his school with 2 guns, open fire and kill 4 people, then himself. Police are checking the videotape for clues, and Chief Michael McGrath suggested a classmate could have let the shooter in the back door of the school. Students said metal detectors were used from time to time at the school, but none were operating the day of the shooting. McGrath said they're starting to put together a motive.
The motive of the suspect, currently what we know now is it was over some disciplinary issues that this particular suspect had with teachers in the school.
The shooter is said to have had mental problems, and he tried to kill himself during a stint in a juvenile facility. And this week, there have been a series of product recalls, toys, medicine, and food. Stay tuned. I'll have more details later on in the show. And finally, some baseball scores. In playoff action, the Rockies beat the Diamondbacks 5-1. Game 1 of the ALCS is tonight in Boston, where the Red Sox will take on the Indians. The news is always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Robert and Allison, back to you. Fun to say Robert and Allison.
It's great to be here.
We're very glad to have you, by the way.
What if you were Bob on the Bryant Park Project?
Oh, because it's a little more informal?
Ego. Yeah.
How about B-Row? B. Smith. We'll just call you B. Smith.
Well, you know, I work in the newsroom right next to the Bryant Park folks, and so I'm used to hearing them have all this fun on the other side of the cubicle
wall.
And so I just had to bust out this morning.
Lots
come on over.
Fun to have you.